And in contrast to Great Britain, it's been a summer of discontent in Japan. Each week, thousands turn out to protest the government's nuclear energy policies. Japan's government wants to restart more of its nuclear power plants, but the memories of last year's devastating earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster are still fresh for many Japanese. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
At 6 p.m. every Friday, with the kind of precision timing the Japanese live by, the protests in downtown Tokyo begin. Thousands of Japanese, young, old, in wheelchairs and on skateboards, shout anti-nuclear slogans from behind police barricades that snake around the office of Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda. Over the past 4 months, the protests have swelled. At least 75,000 people turned out at a recent demonstration. Nobuyuki Miyazaki, an office worker, says this is the first time he's ever been to a demonstration.
I'm very angry, and I'm worried that the government will return to nuclear power.
The Japanese government idled the country's 50 nuclear reactors because of safety concerns after the disaster at the Fukushima Daiichi plant, where an earthquake and tsunami caused reactor meltdowns and high levels of radiation forced the long-term evacuation of 100,000 residents. The government and the power company TEPCO were widely viewed as having grossly mishandled the situation and not being honest about the extent of the danger. Anti-nuclear sentiment has run high in Japan since. But now the government has restarted two reactors. There's very little traffic on the narrow, winding streets of Oi, a town on the west coast of Japan. It's a sleepy little community of about 9,000 people, with traditional A-frame houses with well-tended gardens. But along the hillsides that hug Oi are transmission towers. Their lines strung above the lush forest, leading to the nuclear power plant beyond the hills. For more than 40 years, the nuclear power plant has provided jobs in Oi and surrounding communities. It's also brought in generous government subsidies and tax breaks. The only way to see the nuclear power plant is by boat. It's tucked away at the very end of a peninsula jutting out into the Sea of Japan. From the water, you can clearly see the four massive reactors. Last month, the government said it had completed safety checks and restarted two of the reactors. The most active place in Oi is the local grocery store, but no one seems to want to talk about nuclear power. Takumi Serohashi, a town councillor, says people in Oi never say anything against the town's main employer. Serohashi was the only town councillor to vote against restarting the nuclear reactors. He says his neighbors are focused on the economy rather than safety.
If another nuclear accident happens now, like the one at Fukushima Daiichi, everyone in Japan will blame us. But many people will be consuming the electricity that we provide.
Before the disaster at the Fukushima Daiichi plant, nuclear power provided nearly 30% of Japan's energy. The Japanese government was worried the economy would have suffered if the two reactors at Oi were not restarted. It's already having to buy natural gas, coal, and other fossil fuels at a high cost to cover the lack of nuclear power. Yoshihito Iwama, a spokesman for a major industry organization, says the business community wanted the nuclear reactors restarted.
If Japan decides to stop all nuclear power, we will not have a stable and inexpensive source of electricity. The cost of everything will go up by at least 20%. Our economy will suffer.
Noriyuki Shikata, a spokesman with the Prime Minister's office, says the government has no immediate plans to restart another reactor. He says it's really tough to balance concerns of the public and the need for power. Shikata admits it will take some time to rebuild the public's trust.
We need to step up our efforts, to be able to explain to the public the challenges that we are facing, especially in terms of safety arena. We have to keep on working on engaging the public in this arena.
Masaru Kono, a political science professor at Waseda University, says the Japanese people need to make a decision.
It's not just a policy decision, but it's a moral decision. Because if you create some gigantic project. And if that project was unsuccessful, that would leave the negative legacy for decades and generations to come. And this is kind of issue that each citizen has to put your hands to your heart and say, would I really support this or not?
Kono says it's time for Japan to hold a referendum on nuclear power. Jackie Northam, NPR News.